Well, I have been interrogating him, and I'd like to give him the last 5 minutes, Austin Police Chief Art Acevedo, to talk about whatever he thinks is most important, to get out any websites or any points he's making. I would like to see other police chiefs across the country. We're on in Chicago, L.A., San Diego, Kansas City, other places. If you want to come on this show, you are welcome. We'd love to hear from you here as well, because one thing that will fight tyranny is the people truly being involved in their government and being friends with the police, but not in a spy way, but in a, you know, in the way you're doing it. And so it humanizes both sides.
Well, again, and I think familiarity breeds trust and respect, and the reality is at least we know each other's positions, and we don't have to agree on everything, but we can agree to disagree.
Please don't take me to the FEMA camp.
No, we have a special lockup for you. I'm kidding. Trust me, we don't have any black helicopters following you around. I only have one helicopter, for God's sakes. I'm trying to get a second. But the reality is...
I know, it buzzes my house daily.
That must be Tank, one of our guys with a good sense of humor. The reality is we have a great police department here in Austin. We live in a great city. Our goal, though, is that we don't want to be naive to think that things can't worsen for us in terms of crime if we don't stay on top of it. We want to be proactive. We want to be aggressive. But we want to be respectful of people's rights. And most importantly, we want to make sure that everybody's treated the same and equally that lives here. But the last thing I want to say is something I'm very proud of, make public aware. We have now brought back our Police Activities League, which is a great program for kids. We're not going to ask them about how their parents are doing and whether they're talking about us or anything else. But we're losing about 50%, over 50% of our kids that are dropping out of high school. To me, that's the greatest threat to our
society. No, our society's unraveling.
And it starts with kids not graduating from school. And we're doing our little share here. I would hope that your listeners would know that we're having a Police Activities League lockup towards the end of the month here. They can go to our website at the police department and please support our program, support our Explorer program, where kids can learn about being police officers, what that field of is like. Because
they can learn how to take me to a FEMA camp.
We're not taking you to a FEMA camp. You'd be bored. Well, you just said that the cops like listen to you, and I know I've listened to you.
I'm joking.
What do we do with you? But the reality is we have got to invest in kids, Alex. You know that the kids are our future. We've got a lot of kids that their parents are working, that nobody's ever around. They have no adult supervision. And the Austin Police Department, through our Explorer program and our Police Activities League, we want to make a difference in kids' lives. And I hope your listeners will contact us to help donate funds and, more important, maybe even help volunteer.
And then, so you want my listeners to basically still be spying on you, you know that, to come in and get involved with the department.
Hey, look, we have nothing to hide.
Well, I'll say this. That is the answer to take this government back. We have 60%, on average, people coming out for presidential elections, but 8% local elections nationally on average. Mm-hmm. We need to get that up to 80% locally, and if good people get involved in government, we're going to end up having the police chiefs and the mayors and the sheriffs, and then it's going to be our government. We have handed over our responsibility, turned it over to the feds, and I've told the listeners that is the responsibility. If the people get involved and you know you're a good person, then that'll block the control freaks that are trying to get involved in government. We've let all the control freaks take over the government.
You're starting to talk Texas there for a minute with letting. But look, just to know this.
Fixing.
Yeah, fixing. We're going to fix and fix things. Just remember one thing. This is my perspective about my role. Ultimately, no matter whatever happens in this city that impacts public safety, the federal government isn't going to answer to that. The state isn't going to answer to that. The chief of police of Austin, Texas, is going to answer to Austinites because I work for them, and there is no excuse. We have to stay on top of issues. But know this. We are here to serve. We have nothing to hide. We're a transparent organization, and we're not afraid to answer the tough questions.
Well, I have said this. Things have changed since you've been here. We're seeing changes everywhere.
No.
But I just want you to realize those governing the federal government do not have the same altruistic goals of you. I will assure you. I mean, look at all the chemical and biological, radiological testing they've done on the American people. You know, about Tuskegee and all that?
Yeah, I've been worried.
I mean, the point is, let's stop completely trusting government as well. Let's get involved in government. I want to skip this three-minute break, so we have three more minutes with the chief for PrisonPlanet.tv viewers, Infowars.com listeners. Well, we're going to go ahead and go live during the break. For the AM&FM affiliates, we say bye to Chief Art Acevedo. Right now, we'll be back with Pastor Chuck Baldwin running for president of the Constitution Party on the other side of this break. But for those behind the scenes, we'll have 3 minutes left with Art Acevedo, the Austin police chief, who certainly is changing things.
On September 11th, 2001, along with hundreds of my fellow troops, I went to Ground Zero, and we knew what to do. Or at least we thought we did.
Truth Rising is a breakthrough 9/11 film. that finally gives first responders a platform to tell their story.
Whitman, EPA director, on the 18th made a statement that the air was safe to breathe.
This film follows the growing momentum of 9/11 Truth as brave souls throughout the world take action against their global masters.
He had his hand over the radio while he was getting the countdown. He takes his hand off and you hear 3, 2, 1, and it was boom, 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 boom.
This is an emergency transmission worldwide. Download Truth Rising at prisonplanet.tv and aggressively spread it worldwide. Or order the DVD at Infowars.com. If we don't expose the government-sponsored terror, they're going to commit more acts and bring in martial law.
The pressures of everyday life can deliver a serious blow to your health. Stress increases blood pressure, potential heart problems, strokes, ulcers, depression, and insomnia. Stress suppresses your immune system and inhibits weight control. Stress makes you nervous, anxious, or irritable. Introducing Nature's Renewal Supreme Anti-Stress Formula. When you're stressed out or need to ease nervousness, our Supreme Anti-Stress Formula calms simple nervous tension and soothes irritability. This non-drowsy, all-natural formula improves mental clarity and focus. Focus, allowing you to function better and enjoy life at home, at work, or even at play. Call us today, 1-800-383-8474. That's 1-800-383-8474. Or visit us at pncdistributors.com. That's P, the letter N, C, distributors.com. Mention coupon code GCN and receive 20% off your order. Guaranteed to work or your money back. Nature's Renewal Supreme Anti-Stress Formula. Get back to feeling well and being well.
Keep out of reach of children under 6 years of age. If you accidentally swallow more than used for brushing, seek professional assistance or contact a poison control center immediately. Why would you or your family use a product with this warning? If you're looking for a safe and natural alternative to keep your teeth healthy, clean, and sparkling, then you need Soli Smile All-Natural Tooth Powder, the first tooth powder of its kind. Soli Smile contains 84 mineral-rich Himalayan sea salt, baking soda, and xylitol, a sugar substitute with long-lasting dental benefits. Soli Smile comes in 5 flavors, made from grade A essential oils, so I know it'll please even your kids. You'll also appreciate the convenient 2-ounce airline-safe size. Try some, and you too will have a Soli Smile. Order some today at SoliSmile.com. That's SOLAYSmile.com. Or call us toll-free, 866-497-0274. That's 866-497-0274. Mention GCN for a free gift, complete with a 90-day money-back guarantee.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
The police chief of Austin, Texas, Art Acevedo. We were just talking about police and provocateur actions, which have now been confirmed mainstream news in Canada. In Seattle, they hired police. They had feds dressed up like anarchists attack police. The cops didn't know to then stage that event. He's saying he's not going to have that in Austin. Just know the Fed boys are masters of that. And, again, we just want to thank you for your honesty and your
thank
time.
You.
And I don't want to take any more of your time, so you know the next time you come in, I won't twist your arm into, you know, 50 minutes again. But thank you, sir.
Hey, my pleasure. And if you need anything, you have any questions, give us a call.
Thank you. That is the Austin police chief leaving us. And we're going to go ahead and play the CNN piece about the HPV shots killing people that your young girls are taking. We told you a year ago it was killing you. Now here it is on CNN. We know how to read the drug reports, you know, off their own website. And we have doctors and scientists and epidemiologists on. So here's a little three-minute clip on that. And then, John, come in with the other clip with Walter Cronkite saying he loves the devil. And then we'll, it's Walter Cronkite says he's a Satan worshiper. I'm not kidding. We're going to go ahead and play who the feds are. And then, I'm not kidding, Chief. You can listen to it right now. And then we're going to go to the presidential candidate, Chuck Baldwin. Here we go.
Taquaria Williams doesn't get to act like a kid anymore. She's just too tired.
It kind of hurt because I used to could do a lot.
But Taquaria's mother says everything changed last December after her daughter received Gardasil, a vaccine that prevents 70% of cervical cancer.
She's never been sick. She's never been in a hospital. Nothing until the Gardasil shot.
2 months after getting the shot, Taquaria says she got a rash on her face and arms, leaving these scars. She had swelling all over, pain in her joints, and poor circulation in her fingertips. Her doctor told us she now suffers from an autoimmune disease and says it is possible the Gardasil triggered her illness, though she made it clear the cause cannot be proven. According to a federal tracking system called VAERS, there have been 9,749 adverse reactions following the vaccination, and 21 reported deaths since 2006.
I chose to get my daughter vaccinated.
But Merck, Gardasil's maker, points out these are anecdotal cases. In a statement, company officials say it, quote, does not necessarily mean that the vaccine caused or contributed to the event. An official with the Centers for Disease Control says VAERS does not provide enough information for researchers to prove whether Gardasil caused any of the reported side effects.
We want to have better data to reassure people. But again, the patterns of the number of serious events looked at in VAERS do not suggest any, you know, increase in risk.
Well, the CDC believes
we are in process of developing a whole series of techniques which will enable the controlling oligarchy to get people actually to love their servitude. People can be made to enjoy a state of affairs which, by any decent standard, they ought not to enjoy.
Perhaps you had better start from the beginning. Perhaps you had better start from the beginning. Perhaps you had better start from the beginning.
Too many kids are what's making the planet worse.
A lot of these kids come from bad gene pools. They don't have stable parents making good decisions.
Mercury-containing vaccines may help, not harm kids, according to two new studies in the journal Pediatrics. These new studies suggest that the opposite, that the preservatives may actually be associated with improved behavior and mental performance.
Fluoride in water is supposed to fight tooth decay, but could it also cause cancer?
Turns out the government had the right under U.S. law to conduct secret testing on the American public under specific conditions.
We have to work the dark side, or we have to spend time in the shadows.
Any attempt to achieve world order must be the work of the devil. Well, join me. I'm glad to sit here at the right hand of Satan.
There's a need for a new world order. Someday, in the next few years, a solution will emerge.
Yeah, the Chiefs leaving, listening to us on 90.1 and 1330. And behind the scenes, he's telling me about all my videos he's watched. I meant to bring that up to him on air and get him to say all that. But he left with a handful of my films. He said, uh-oh, I'm getting brainwashed. No, I think it was the other way around. I shook his hand and I said, oh, you're co-opting me. He was inviting me to go ride around with him and survey things. And he said, yes, I am. That guy is going to be going up. I don't think he's a bad guy, but I think he's a pragmatist. And better watch that that Art Acevedo. He will definitely, you won't, that's not the last you'll be hearing from him. That guy's something else. I've run into a lot of politicians. Yeah, let me tell you, he was something else. Hey, Burmese, we're about to go to a man who's not a politician, who's a statesman, who I'll be voting for president. But Jason, what'd you think of that police chief?
Charming. You know, he was a really nice guy and very well spoken, presented himself well. Snuck around some questions there, you know, oh, I don't know anything about that, but, you know, let's see if he's genuine, you know, let's see if he comes back in here after you have the documents.
He's either a good guy or he's really evil.
I don't think he's really evil. I think that he believes he's doing the greater good, and, you know, even his stance on technology, he's right. I mean, technology inherently is not evil. It's how
well, look
they
at how
use
we
it.
Use technology against them with their corruption.
Oh, absolutely.
So it cuts both ways. Well, hey, thanks, Burmese.
You got it.
I'm going to have you in later about fabled enemies in the next hour or at the end of the show. Okay, I apologize to our illustrious guest, but we're here to promote his campaign. He's been holding for about 5 minutes, but the police chief got here late, and then we had to say bye to him. And, of course, he needs no introduction to this audience, but I want to get an update on what the campaign's doing and what he thinks of things happening in the world. That's Pastor Chuck Baldwin, syndicated columnist and a radio talk show host, big church down in Pensacola, and he's running. He got the nomination over a neocon for the party that is the only party of choice out there, and that is the Constitution Party, Chuck Baldwin. Pastor, thanks for coming on with us.
Alex, it's good to be with you once again.
Here I am with the Austin police chief telling him that Walter Cronkite loves the devil.
Yeah, I caught bits and pieces of that conversation. That was phenomenal. That police chief sounds like a number one guy.
He really, very charming, very nice fella. Show me pictures of his kids. Yeah, if he's not a good guy, he's one of the few people that can trick me. But he certainly came off credible. Okay, tell us how the campaign's going, where it's going, and then give us your take on some of the things that are happening currently, sir.
Well, Alex, the campaign is picking up steam and picking up momentum. I don't know whether you heard, but we made the front page story in the New York Times today. They were covering Dr. Corsi's book on Obama. And, of course, in the book, Dr. Corsi mentioned that he was voting for me and not John McCain. And so that made the New York Times this morning. And so we're getting a lot of response to that already. But the campaign is really going well. We're getting a lot of phone interviews. We're getting a lot of invitations to speak. And the train just keeps rolling down the track.
Well, and some cynical people that don't understand the process say, well, he's not going to win. What's the point? Well, you're going around educating millions of people. Then you get in the New York Times. That's what every newspaper, magazine, and talk show and TV producer looks at. Then that gets you booked other places. You reach tens of millions, just like Ron Paul did. Bottom line, you grow the liberty movement and show the people at a time when it's needed more than ever, there's an alternative to the controlled left and right that's controlled by the New World Order in Washington, the two parties. And so we need to continue to grow that alternative. If we have any hope in the future of when the time comes, being able to have a true restoration of our liberties in this country. And that's why people have got to get behind Chuck Baldwin.
Yeah, absolutely, Alex. And I haven't looked at it lately, but WorldNet Daily was running a survey in their website as to who would you vote for if the election were today. And I was pulling in second place behind McCain and ahead of everybody else. So, I mean, people are beginning to, you know, to start looking at us and paying attention to us.
Well, good job. Ron Paul should have run, and I know you would have. You were supporting him in that. I don't think he realized, but I know his wife's been real sick, the destiny he was missing. If you're already number two in some polls, imagine what it would have been with Ron Paul. But, again, that's done now. We've got to get behind you.
Well, right, exactly. Ron's doing what he feels, you know, led to do, and I just have to trust that he, you know, is doing the right thing for him. And we do need to pray for his wife, Carol. She's in the hospital doing very poorly, and we do certainly need to pray for her. And I know that people out there about all across the country are doing that. But you know, we chose, you know, to go ahead and allow our name to be put in nomination, and the party selected me over Alan Keyes. And so here I am. I've been going up and down the country from east to west, north to south, and we've been getting the same message everywhere we go, that people do not trust John McCain. They do not trust Barack Obama. They're looking for an alternative. They want somebody who's going to represent the Constitution, somebody who's going to preserve and protect our borders, our sovereignty, our independence, somebody who's going to speak against the New World Order. And really, I'm the only one in 2008 that's going to do that.
Absolutely. We're going to break, but I want to come back and take phone calls, Chuck Baldwin, or also get your take on the Russia situation, the Iran situation, policies, why you're 180 degrees from Barack Obama and John McCain, a true constitutionalist, a true conservative, a true Christian American with the Constitution Party. Give out the website and campaign info, 1-800-259-9231, 1-800-259-9231 to get involved on air with us. And Chuck Baldwin right now, presidential candidate on the Constitution Party ticket. But before we get a break in 30 seconds, fire out the website and phone number.
Right. The website is Baldwin08.com. That's Baldwin08.com. And the phone number is toll-free, 866-99-BALDWIN. That's 866-99-BALDWIN.
And give that website out again.
Baldwin08.com, www.baldwin08.com.
And we've got links to that up on Infowars.com. We'll be right back with Pastor Chuck Baldwin, running for president. We'll be right back.
Mm-hmm. The United States seems to be celebrating over its triumph of reducing government debt. But the truth be told, public and private debt increased to a record high in 1999, reaching a peak of $14.8 trillion, marking 10.57% annual increase, outpacing its previous 10 years. The U.S. economy receives its currency by taking on debt through private banking institution called the Federal Reserve System. In the year 2000, debt growth collapsed to only 4.5%. It's bad enough that the U.S. citizens is bound by debt in order to have commerce. However, shocking the economy with a reduction of this magnitude could wipe out years of growth in a stock portfolio. Before you make your next investment decision, get the cold hard facts. Call 1-800-686-2237 for your free report on the outstanding level of public and private debt. You must understand how recession and depression are driven by outstanding debt. Call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
If this is your paycheck and this is your debt, what are your options? File bankruptcy and tread water the next 7 years? Or make a call for Care One Credit Counseling Services and start getting out of debt today. A Care One Credit Counseling Agency can help you get immediate relief from stress caused by debt, and you'll have one lower monthly payment instead of the pile you have right now. Call a Care One agent today, and you can start saving hundreds of dollars in fees and interest payments. Care One agencies have helped over 4 million people get out of debt, and they can help you too. Call 800-498-2981, 800-498-2981, and find out how you can lower your monthly payments up to 57%. One 15-minute phone call can change your life. Call 800-498-2981, 800-498-2981.
Provider and licensing details are available.
Listener, ask yourself, can I be deceived? Matthew 24 states four times, in the last days, many will be deceived. There are many ideas about the mark of the beast and the Antichrist. What do you know about the beast, its mark, and the Antichrist? Is the beast a superpower nation or a giant computer in Belgium? Is its mark an implanted chip, a tattoo, the national ID card, or 666? Is the Antichrist a person, title, or both? Some believe these things are in the future. Others believe that it's in the past. 1 John states, the Antichrist is already in the world. What is the truth, and what is a lie? Are you willing to search God's word for the truth? Friends, these answers are in the Bible. For free books, DVDs, and Bible studies exposing the Antichrist, the Beast, and its mark, write to The Bible Says, Box 99, Lenore City, Tennessee, 37771, or call 888-211-1715. That's 888-211-1715.
You can run on, you can run on for a long time, run on for a long time, run on for a long time, sooner or later gotta cut you down, sooner or later gotta cut you down. Go tell that long-tongued liar, go and tell that midnight rider, tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter, tell him that God's gonna cut him down. Tell him that God's gonna cut him down. Pastor Chuck Baldwin is our guest. Your calls in the next segment. Well, my good, in the last 10 minutes or so, I'm going to have Jason Burns in the studio about his new film, Fabled Enemies, and some of the more controversial sections of the film. Pastor, looking internationally, what's happening, the United States, through Georgia, launches a sneak attack on Russian forces. I'm no fan of the Russians or Putin, what they're doing. Don't trust them either. But this is unprecedented. Now they've got five carrier groups going into the Gulf, talking about hitting Iran. Internationally, what does the Constitution say we should be doing?
Well, and the Constitution says nothing about any of that. What we've got going on is we have neglected the wise counsel of our founding fathers that said we ought to have free and fair trade with all nations as much as possible, but entangling alliances with none. And what we've done instead is we have engaged in entangling alliances all over the globe, and basically we've done this at the behest of the United Nations. The United States has, for the most part, allowed its troops overseas to be the international cops for the United Nations. And so we really have no foreign policy independent of the UN. And as President of the United States, what I would do is work to get out of the United Nations altogether. I think we need to get out of NATO. We have no business being over there. It's an organization that doesn't even need to exist at this point. And all we're doing is antagonizing other countries over there constantly, and then we wonder why they react sometimes the way they do, when the truth of the matter is that our policies, and that's the United Nations policies for the most part, have created the conflicts that often arise in various parts of the world. And we just need to get out of those situations altogether, start putting America first and American interests first, start protecting our borders and preserving the integrity of our country. You know, we talk about the evil that's going on over there, or what Russia's doing, or whatever. But really, the real evil that we need to be looking at is what's going on right here in the United States of America. And we need to protect the interests of our country, the security, the borders, the independence of our country. We haven't been doing that. And as President of the United States, that's exactly what I would do.
Now, everything you said is not just constitutional. It is also popular. But we see both of the other main parties completely ignoring the will of the people.
Well, they ignore the will of the people, and they ignore the Constitution that they are sworn to uphold. Every constitutionally elected office holder, whether it's president, senator, Congress, county commissioner, it doesn't matter, they put one hand on the Bible, they put another hand to heaven, and they affirm an oath to preserve, protect, and defend the Constitution of the United States, period. That's what they are sworn to do. But they haven't done that in a long time. They have no intention of doing it. But upholding the Constitution and my oath to it is something that I take very seriously. It's something that Ron Paul takes seriously. And I, like him, would be faithful to that oath. And I can tell you that as President of the United States, I would expect the other members of the federal government to do likewise.
Well, for those that don't know history or what an oath's really about, I mean, it is a commitment. It is, I swear that I will faithfully execute this. That's like if you swear an oath to protect your family or your community, or you swear an oath not to cheat or steal. I mean, it's who you are. It's what you've, oaths have been sworn and oaths will be kept. I mean, this is ancient. This is important. This is who you are. And if you won't keep oaths, others aren't going to keep their oaths, and the society descends into hell on earth. And the fact that most of these politicians won't keep their oaths makes them traitors.
You're certainly right, and I do believe that the real issue confronting America today is not what Russia is doing in Georgia. It's not Iran and these other places. What the great danger, the great risk to America today, is what's happening in our own country, the sacrifice of our borders, the sacrifice of our independence, our national autonomy. We see NAFTA being merged into internationalist institutions that are going to literally dwarf the independence of the United States. We've got the NAFTA superhighway trying to come through Texas there. You've got the creation of the North American Community, North American Union. You've got the tripartite agreement between Canada, the United States, and Mexico, the sellout of our sovereignty. Our borders are being erased. That we are literally on the verge of losing our very independence and our national sovereignty.
The United States is collapsing into the New World Order. Pastor, finish up when we get back. We're so honored to have presidential candidate for the Constitution Party, Chuck Baldwin, on with us. Your calls are straight ahead. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hi there. I want to talk to you about a dirty word. Hangover. I know. As the makers of Drinkin' Mate Hangover Defense Tablets, we hear it every day. Grown, respectable adults don't get hangovers. Hangovers are what you got in college when you had about 10 too many at the frat house and then rolled out of bed bright and early at the crack of noon the next day. These days, well, sure, sometimes you'll have a couple drinks with dinner and sometimes you'll wake up with a little headache feeling just a bit queasy. But that's not really a hangover, is it? Well, call it what you want, but now you don't need to get one. Thanks to Drinkin' Mate Hangover Defense. Just pop one fizzy Drinkin' Mate tablet into a glass of water just after you have a couple drinks. They taste great, and the patented guava leaf extract formula works while you sleep. So you wake up with no headache, no queasiness, no hangover. Look for the green box at retailers everywhere. For a location near you, visit drinkinmate.com. Drinkin' Mate Hangover Defense. It's how smart, responsible people like us avoid hangovers.
May I have everybody's attention, please? I've come with a message of information. 9/11 was an inside job.
You like being a puppet, sir? Do you like being a puppet for the New World Order?
How do the American people know that 9/11 was a stage, was it engineered by you, David Rockefeller, the Trilateral Commission, the CFR?
Stop asking questions.
It's
the day that we have allowed the seeds of despotism to grow at our own door.
7 years after the attacks of September 11th, a global awakening has taken place.
An inside job? How dare you?
If you know that there's treason going on, you can be held accountable for treason yourself.
All hell is breaking loose on 6th Avenue.
And if the government has not told the truth, in 5 years we will be here on the 10th anniversary of that.
Truth Rising. Download the film at PrisonPlanet.tv right now or get the DVD at InfoWars.com. It's now time to take the revolution to the next level.
Are you tired of hearing that a cure for cancer is coming, but it will be available sometime in the future? At Lays Med, Inc., the future is here. Now it's cancer's turn to die with our patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can kill skin cancer and breast tumors of any size and many other types of cancer without adverse side effects at our outpatient facility. We offer a real solution using real science. Our unique approach to cancer treatment is what everyone has been waiting for. A simple, easy way to eliminate the threat of cancer. Laser technology at its best. To receive an information packet, call our treatment center at 501-255-0528. That's 501-255-0528. Or visit our website at LaseMedInc.com. That's LaseMedInc.com today.
Pastor Baldwin, the break cuts you off there. Please continue making the point you were covering.
Yeah, well, I was just trying to say, Alex, that everybody focuses on what's going on overseas, and we hear about Iran, and now we're hearing about Russia and Georgia. And what I was trying to make the point is that the real issue confronting our country today, the most serious threat to America, is what's happening right here at home, and the erasure of our borders, the creation of this North American community, the surrender of our national autonomy and our independence. We are literally on the verge, and I mean we are on the verge of losing our national independence and our national sovereignty. This is the most important issue confronting the United States of America in 2008. And quite frankly, no matter whether it's Barack Obama or John McCain, if either one of these fellows gets elected, they will do nothing to prevent this. They will go along with this new world order. They will do nothing to protect America's independence and sovereignty. We will continue to be pawns for the United Nations and this global economy, and we will lose our sovereignty as a country, and I really believe this is the number one issue confronting America today.
And for those that are just joining us for the first time, presidential candidate Chuck Baldwin, I want them to understand that we're not exaggerating, we're not embellishing. The most dangerous form of political takeover is not military, as many philosophers and our founders said. It is from within. And international corporate structures, as the New World Order are, of the top 100 biggest economies, 50-plus of them now, it was 40-plus, now it's 50-plus, are not governments. They are corporations. They have intelligence agencies, private mercenaries. They've bought off county, state, local, federal, international governments. They have created international governments, the big Rockefeller foundations and others. And the U.S. is ceasing to exist. The Bill of Rights, the Constitution, the sovereignty, the international agreements. It's all happening right now. We are at the flashpoint. We are at the key zone here. And, yes, the people are awake to it more than ever and don't like it. But the establishment just says, we don't care what you're doing. We're going to move forward. And so we've got to try to get good people elected locally. We've got to educate people locally. We've got to file lawsuits. We've got to protest. We've got to refuse. We've got to say no, 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 no. We've also got to support national figures like Chuck Baldwin. And I don't want to hear, you know, well, he doesn't have a chance to win. Hey, duty is ours. Consequence belongs to God.
Exactly right.
Resistance is victory. Go ahead.
Exactly right, Alex. No, you're exactly right. I didn't mean to interrupt. It's just that, you know, I think it's time that we decide that we're going to do what's right and just let the, you know, consequences be what they may. But the fact of the matter is, when Chuck Baldwin becomes president of the United States, the New World Order comes crashing down. That is a reality. If people are literally concerned about our borders and our national security, if they're concerned about the loss of our autonomy, John McCain's out there talking about and promoting the International Criminal Court of all things.
Well, I was about to say, to interrupt, that you're talking about they'll do nothing to stop the New World Order. McCain and Obama, they're jumping jack cheerleaders.
Absolutely right. And again, I'm the only candidate for president in 2008 that's willing to address these issues. I'm the only one that's calling the attention of the American people to what's going on. I'm the only one who's saying that I want to get America out of the United Nations. I'm the only one who's saying I want to overturn the Internal Revenue Service. I want to get rid of the 16th Amendment. I want to bring America back to its roots, back to the principles of the Constitution. I want to get rid of the Patriot Act. I opposed it from the beginning. I oppose it today. It doesn't need to be revised or reformed.
Okay.
It needs to be eliminated.
I agree. We only have 7 minutes for calls. I'm going to give each caller, five of them, Elliot, Scott, Sherry, Carol, and Fred. That's going to be it. Each person gets about a minute and a quick response from Chuck Baldwin. Elliot in Ohio, you're on the air.
Yeah, Mr. Baldwin, would you quickly, as soon as you, if you do become president, totally repeal all of Bush's acts, like the Military Commissions Act 2006, BDD 51, both the Patriot Act, John Warner Commissions Act, or John Warner Defense Act. Also, will you repeal U.S. Code Title 28, Section 3002, definitions that states the following on number 15, the United States means a federal corporation, thereby forth ending the Anglo-American corporation that is this country, sir?
One of the first things that I will do is to review all of the executive orders that have been executed by President Bush, President Clinton, and President Bush Sr. And I would review them one by one, and every one of them that was contrary to the principles of the Constitution, I would immediately reverse.
Okay, thank you, Elliot. Got to jump. Scott in Arizona, you're on the air.
Yeah, Chuck, it would be nice to get some celebrities behind you, like Willie Nelson, people who have spoken out for the Patriot movement and getting back to the Constitution, people like Willie Nelson, the guys, the actors that are on Alex's show all the time. I can't remember their name right now.
No, the point is, these aren't our slaves. We just can't make them go out and do that. And who knows if Chuck even wants their endorsement, but go ahead.
I know. Don't know. What I'm trying to say is that it would be nice to get some celebrities, getting him into the media spotlight and putting some name recognition behind him, too, as well.
Well, we're trying to do that, and he's getting attention. And again, just the exercise of resistance is victory. Thank you, Scott. Sherry in Texas, you're on the air.
Hey, Alex.
Hi, Sherry.
Hey, Pastor.
Hey.
Hey, I'm from Tyler in Northeast Texas, and I just want to let you know that I'm really, really glad that we don't have to vote for either a neocon or a fascist this November. So, yay.
Thank you.
I was wondering what, if anything, are you planning on doing about the biodefense? That whole system they set up, would you move them back out to the islands that they used to be on? Or?
Yeah, she's talking about the 36 bioweapons labs they've built under BioShield. The massive development of race-specific bioweapons and things. What would you do about that?
Okay, you're going to have to bring me up to speed on that, Alex.
Well, you know, they've radically increased the bioweapons program of the U.S. to a new global arms race, and they're building and or have built and opened very dangerous level 4 bioweapons labs in major cities, which contravails all common sense and former policy.
Oh, but that kind of thing, there's no call for any of that. This only portends, I think, bad things for the United States. And I know what the stated interests are of those endeavors. It has significance for defensive purposes and all that kind of thing. But I think instead what we're dealing with is the potential to be used against the American people. And any such thing as that, I find very, very troubling. And as President of the United States, I can tell you that kind of stuff isn't going
to
happen.
Well, we've already had whoever it was sneak anthrax out of Fort Detrick and mail it to Congress and the media. So we already have the government who's done all these illegal chemical and biological tests on the American people before, now being the source of the anthrax. So, again, they're building them now in major cities, which is a big no-no.
That's crazy. Absolutely crazy.
Absolutely.
No, I can't, you know, there's so many things like this that we hear about. I can't even keep up with them all. And the problem with it is, Alex, as you know, is you alert people all the time on your show and all these kind of things. The ultimate objective of so many of this stuff is internal. And I think the American people need to recognize here that they sometimes are the ones that are in the crosshairs, and they are the ones that need to be concerned about
right.
what the government is doing in these regards.
Any weapon they build for somebody else can be wielded or not against us, and they have before, or this stuff can accidentally get out, all these weaponized, already deadly diseases that have been, made ultra, many more times more powerful. And you have the Ministry of Defense in England and the Dick Cheney PNAC documents saying they want to use these and kill certain races of people. I mean, that's big news, folks, but the average public isn't aware of it. I had Police Chief Acevedo asking me, I like your show, I know a lot of it's true, but do you really believe all this? I'm like, hey, man, I don't believe it. It's a fact. Let's go ahead and talk to Carol in Ohio. You're on the air.
Oh, Alex, I just think you have done so wonderful. Your show was so great today, and especially the interview with that law enforcement. And Chuck, you are so well-spoken, and you've hit the target right on the head. It's our sovereignty and our growing police state here at home that we should be concerned about.
Well, Carol, have you read all of his great articles he writes? He's very knowledgeable.
Yes, News with Views. I read them all the time, and I also get them via my email. But I think we should get behind you as much as we were Ron Paul. You're very well-spoken. You address the issues. You're not afraid to tackle them. And I think we should get this Chuck Reagan rolling down the highway to Washington and get in all you people that were behind Ron Paul. We've got a man here that we should be giving all our strength and energy to in support, just like we did Ron Paul. So let's get going.
Absolutely, Carol. Thank you. We don't have time to get to Fred
thank
and
you,
others.
Carol.
Because we've got to let Pastor Chuck Baldwin go, and I've got some other news to cover. But he'll be checking back in with us on the campaign. We're here supporting him. Pastor, a one-minute closing comment.
Yeah, well, let me just remind everybody in your audience that this Sunday we've got several of our friends and supporters that are going to be hosting a money bomb for us. And if anybody would like to help our campaign, if there's people out there that say, well, what can I do to help Chuck in his campaign? This Sunday, August 17th, if you'll go the address is nonewworldorder.com. And again, that's www.nonewworldorder.com.
And that's being put on by the same guy that started the Ron Paul Money Bomb and our Money Bomb.
That's right.
And so it's so exciting. Great folks. He's been calling me. I mean to call him. I'm just working 18 hours a day. But, yes, that's coming up this Sunday at nonewworldorder.com, nomorenewworldorder.com. And, Pastor, thank you so much for coming on with us.
Thank you very much, Alex.
You bet. There he goes. We'll plug that again before the week is out. Remind me to get that Money Bomb guy on because I want to support what he's doing there as well and support Chuck Baldwin. And I don't want to hear, folks, that he can't win. He probably doesn't have any chance. But the point is he has a chance to wake up millions more. He has a chance to show up the other two parties and show there's no real choice there. Okay, I want to shift gears now for the balance of the show, and I want to come in and play one more time today the audio from the trailer of the second trailer that's up on Infowars.com in the News in Focus, the featured story section. It is titled Fabled Enemies, the Israeli Operatives Trailer 2. Fabled Enemies, Israeli Operatives, Trailer 2. Now, this is about, I'd say, 30% of the film. Right at 2 hours. But the point is that it just gives you the full picture, really shows you the facts that we know. It's very incriminating. Here is the audio of the trailer, the second trailer, now up at InfoWars.com.
Fox News has learned that some American terrorism investigators fear certain suspects in the September 11th attacks may have managed to stay ahead of them.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
Whether it's because they are in intelligence services or what they were doing, I will defer to the Department of Justice and the FBI.
That there was a report on the George Washington Bridge that there had been a van stopped there that had explosives.
We have the suspect who driven going the van and that exploded.
Amdocs Limited, an Israeli-based private telecommunications company. It is virtually impossible to make a call on normal phones without generating an Amdocs record of it.
It quickly unraveled to be the largest foreign spy ring ever uncovered inside the United States. The largest.
Documents say they, quote, targeted and penetrated military bases, the DEA, FBI, and dozens of other government facilities.
There's one big elephant in the living room. It is the relationship between the United States of America and the State of Israel.
What about this question of advanced knowledge of what was going to happen on 9/11?
Well, it's very explosive information, obviously. A bigger question, they say, is how could they not have known?
Jason Burmis in studio with us. Burmis just got involved with the Loose Change guys after Dylan made the first one. Then he helped make the second and third one. You've been, I guess, with Loose Change guys, what, 2.5 years? And so now you're making the film you want to make, and it gets into the British, Israeli, Pakistani intelligence, all working together, all involved, tied into the White House. And it's so mentally ill and sick that people out there say, oh, you're saying others were involved. No, it's only Israel. No, it's not only Israel. But saying that Israel's involved doesn't give them cover either. I mean, what kind of mental problem is that? What type of major malfunction if we bust 10 guys robbing a bank, all 10, are just as equally guilty? The fact that they have accomplices doesn't make them less guilty. It makes them more guilty with the conspiracy, with the forethought. But yes, we're weighing in, as four of my other films do, on this subject we've always covered. And all the guests we've had on, Galen Ross, Tex Mars, just countless others covering these type issues. But this is really a professional film. It's been done for a week. The DVD is being mass-produced. It's coming in next week. We're going to ship it out September 1st. Pre-orders, you'll be able to pre-order the DVD so you get it first when it ships out September 1st at InfoWars.com. The trailers are up there. It's going to be at PrisonPlanet.tv for members. Burmis, just in 3 minutes, describe to people a basic rundown of what this film covers.
Well, like you were talking about, this covers not only the Israeli involvement, but the Pakistani involvement, the Saudi Arabian involvement, and even the involvement in our own government, especially those taking part in continuity of government exercises that day.
And now the black op government is used as the cover, the separate government outside to be able to carry it out. Then they use the contractors or the agents to do it out of Israel, out of Pakistan.
And what this really does speak to is the compartmentalization of the entire op. Okay, you had Pakistan playing its role to fund the patsies. They were funding the hijackers probably through U.S. and British intelligence. However, they're set up as possibly an enemy in the war on terror, and it doesn't take them long to fold and then let U.S. forces mass in Pakistan to go into Afghanistan. So we point that out. We point out the Israeli operative teams that were picked up on 9/11, the ones that were cheering the first attack after they had taped it, the ones that went on television, the ones that were involved with exploding vans and vans with explosives. Not only do we cover that, is that we also cover the fact that they needed to gain their intelligence through other sources. And those sources seem to be Amdocs and Comverse, these telecommunications companies.
Continue.
Well, on top of all this, we also get into continuity of government. Now, that's going to be the third trailer. That's going to be out in a little over a week or so. We've already given you two trailers. But we show you how this was all set into place through war games, exercises, not only the ones done by NORAD like Vigilant Warrior and Vigilant Guardian, but also Global Guardian, which was this mass Armageddon exercise that put operational air command centers in the air called E-4Bs. Now, we had five of these planes, quote-unquote doomsday planes, in the air on 9/11, and we know that one was on the scene in the Pentagon. Now, that's got a little bit of play. It was on CNN and whatnot.
And we're going to talk more about this throughout the week, and the whole week you're going to be here while I'm at the DNC with live reports. You're going to be here covering that. Bottom line, we really went and looked and said, how was this carried out? How did they do it? We just looked at the facts, and we bring you from the intelligence side. This doesn't look at blowing up buildings or all the things that show they did it or that it was an inside job. This film is different. It looks at how they did it, how they operated, and it totally proves the case, and it shows you what we found. It shows you how they did it, and it's this. People say, how did they do it then? We always say, well, we know they're lying about the official story. We know their fingerprints are all over it. We know they had a motive. We know they wrote documents saying they wanted to stage attacks. We know they've posed attacks in the past. This film goes, okay, you want to know how they did it? Here it is. You want to know how these murderers did it? You want to know who did it? Here it is. It's Fabled Enemies, putting our neck in nooses. Good job, Jason Burmes.
Thank you, Alex.
You bet. The trailer's up on Infowars.com.
Terror Storm, a history of government-sponsored terror. Loose Change, Final Cut. Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. The true story of the Bilderberg Group. The late, great USA. America, Freedom to Fascism. These are just a few of the hundreds of powerful documentary films and books available at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.com. When you visit prisonplanet.com, you can connect to our amazing online store. Whether you're looking for survival and wellness products like Berkey water filters, or you would like a book on the history of the Federal Reserve, we've got the most well-researched and documented titles, all available at prisonplanet.com. Or if you'd like, you can give the InfoWars store a call at 888-253-3139. Or you can view more than 1,000 titles in super high quality right now at prisonplanet.tv. Knowledge is power, and the information you need to effectively wake up your fellow man and fight the New World Order is available right now at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.tv. Join the InfoWar today.
You ever have one of those days where everything goes right? First, I get the best parking space at work. Tonight, I have a date with a very lovely Rachel. And today, I gave a killer presentation in Sydney, finalized a contract in London, and demoed our new product in Boston. Online, from my desk, with WebEx. WebEx lets me take meetings and give presentations from my desk. I just talk to clients on the phone, and they watch what's happening on my desktop from their desktop. So I can travel the world and still be here for my date tonight with Rachel.
Travel less, meet online. Go to WebEx.com and try WebEx free. Just click the radio graphic and enter promo code 500 to get a free trial and a free webcam, too. Remember that code, 500, to qualify for the free webcam. WebEx, now part of Cisco, and used by more than 5.5 million people every month. Give it a try, free. Go to WebEx.com and enter the promo code 500. WEBEX.com. Free webcams available while supplies last. Terms and restrictions apply. See website for details.
Have you ever thought about what's in your shampoo, soap, or detergent? How about chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodium, formaldehydes, and more? Even fragrance can indicate the presence of some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, this is Alex Jones. I was shocked when I discovered I could be inhaling these additives that can lead to coughing, wheezing, and shortness of breath, headaches, nausea, irritation of the skin, and mucous membranes. Now compare Calben Pure Soap. All natural, earth-friendly, no harsh chemicals, no animal testing. They're safe, and you save 85% of the money you're spending on cleaning products now. Start saving over $1,000 a year for your family of four. Keep it natural. Call Calben Pure Soap for a free catalog at 1-800-340-7091 or log on to 5starsoap.com. Try Calben Pure Soaps, and I'll bet you'll never use any other cleaning products again. Call 1-800-340-7091 for all your cleaning needs.
Caught like a wildfire out of control. There was nothing left to burn and nothing left to lose.
All those drifter days are past me now. I've got so much more to think about.
Deadlines.
Deadlines and commitments.
What to leave in, what to leave out. We were young and strong,
we found ourselves
but we were still running against the wind. Okay, I'm going to talk more about this tomorrow because they're great. But the winners of the Internet Censorship and Truth Rising Trailer Contest have been announced in the first wave. And the two that win the smaller prizes, I told everybody, you're now disqualified from the next contest. But next time we have a contest, that'll be, it closes out the 19th. I've got to announce that the 20th. But you get 100 or 200, I don't know what it is, it's over 100 entries. It becomes quite a job just to judge these. So I took an extra day and a half to announce it, and I'm evil. But due to the overwhelming response to Alex Jones' Internet Censorship and Truth Rising Trailer Contest, one's $2,000, the other's $1,000, the big $5,000 coming up. People get confused and say, I'm now saying it's a smaller prize. No, there's multiple prizes. It was difficult to choose the first wave of winners. All the entries are excellent. Remember, we have another wave of contest, and these will all be judged on Thursday, August 19th. And stay tuned for those winners, and thanks for participating in the InfoWar. Now this was judged, I said, off of basic net numbers. I said the one about Internet censorship would be. The other, Truth Rising, I said I would judge by quality, but it also got a lot. Enough Respect won. Before I even ever found out about it, it had 40,000 views. It's like 60,000 views now. And so we are very, very, very excited about that. And you can go to InfoWars.com and watch that trailer right now, which is at 55,263 views. And so they are the winner of the first contest on Internet Censorship. The other one, I'm trying to go to the YouTube channel so I can give you the actual winner off their page. For the Truth Rising, they get $1,000, and their site is OTERO1, or OTERO1, and theirs has only had like 3,500 views, but it is the Truth Rising trailer, and it is the best judged by me. The other one had the most, yes, the other one was just being judged on which one I liked the best. I loved all the others. They were so good, that was the problem. I had to watch them over and over again. I want to thank everybody out there for their support, and you all win by getting the word out about the police state, about the New World Order, about the censorship, so I commend you all. Okay, as we close out the show, don't forget rebroadcast with all those big guest starts as soon as the show ends at InfoWars.com on those exclusive streams where you also get to hear the behind-the-scenes stuff. I don't want you to forget about the Cola Blue, the best atmospheric water generator out there made by Hendrix, pays for itself in 1 year, makes 7.5 gallons a day, plug it into a solar panel or into the wall. Great tasting, pure H2O, no fluoride, no nothing, natural pH, neutral pH, 1-866-585-4044, 1-866-585-4044, acolablue.com. Big banner up on InfoWars.com. And there's also Eat Foods Direct, the longest continually operating storable foods company in the nation, where I've gotten my storable foods now four times and given some to family in another purchase. This wonderful folks got a free brochure and a free audio CD about what they do. When you give them a call, 1-800-409-5633, you get the free brochure or order some food, 800-409-5633, or eFoodsDirect.com. Giant banners at the top of InfoWars.com. And PrisonPlanet.com. Again, 800-409-5633. I want to thank eFoods Direct and Ecola Blue for making this broadcast possible and having great products. Retransmission starts now at InfoWars.com. And get the free podcast at InfoWars.com. Join us. We're going to come right back and get into this very important news at the start of the show.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
On